Maariv will be 25-2. Then after Maariv, you can break your fast. Not here. No food here tonight. Sorry. Okay, coming back to the dinim of the 3 weeks, Shavasa B'Tammuz. I should have mentioned this din last night. But Shavasa B'Tammuz, in a certain respect, is stricter than the rest of the 3 weeks. For instance, Paskim write that on Shavasa B'Tammuz itself, like today, which is almost done, you shouldn't go swimming. They make it with showers and all that, but as far as swimming goes, a person shouldn't go swimming on Shavasa B'Tammuz because in a certain respect, Shavasa B'Tammuz is similar to the 9 days. If somebody needs it for health reasons, then it's a whole different story. But it's time to go. There's another interesting myth. It's interesting. Halacha brings down that there are people say, and that there's a few myths people have. Number one, I don't remember all of them now. Boys have to fast 3 fasts before the bar mitzvah. It's above a ma'aseh. No such din. There's another din people say that if you go swimming before the 3 weeks, then you can go swimming during the 3 weeks. Sure. If you didn't swim before the 3 weeks, then you can't go swimming. It's another baba mice. It's nothing to do with that. You're allowed to go swimming during the 3 weeks until the 9 days. Generally speaking, what? What? Yeah, okay. Yeah. But if you swim with the fruit, then you could. Yeah, swim with the fruit. It's a whole different thing. Okay, next. During the 3 weeks, B'chlal, it's like we learned yesterday, it's a sad time in Jewish history. So people should avoid, whenever possible, doing things of pleasure, and also people shouldn't be doing dangerous things during the 3 weeks. For instance, if people, I'm talking about medical procedures like surgery and things like that, people should try to avoid, unless God forbid it's an emergency, then there's not what to talk about. But generally speaking, because it's not a very mazel dika time, it's brought down in Svarim that is preferred. The halacha doesn't say it, but I mean, Svarim being done, the Svarim of halacha, but on Shulchan Aruch. That people should try to avoid pleasurable things, like or dangerous things, surgery. If possible, people should try to avoid it until after the 3 weeks completely.
Medical checkup is okay?
Medical checkup is okay if your doctor knows what he's talking about. If he doesn't know what he's talking about, you can never go. What? Are you allowed to brush your teeth on a fast day?
Yes,
well. So Paskim write, in Shulchan Aruch it says, Lechetz piv b'mayim b'shachris, osir b'chol tainis sibut. This in Kitzur says. To wash your mouth in any fast day technically is forbidden. There are contemporary Paskim that permit, if somebody is really like in anguish when they wake up, so then there are poskim that say you can use a little bit of mouthwash because it's not food that you're going to swallow, and you should bend over the sink and just make sure that you don't swallow it. There are poskim that are makel with a tissue of in Yom Kippur. Many poskim say even that you can't do it then. But the other fast, there are poskim that are makel that you could do it. But now brushing the teeth, most poskim say it's better not to. It's because it's more an official thing. You rinse your mouth. Mouthwash is a better thing to do. Now, if somebody wants to use a dry toothbrush, that's for sure not a problem.
Not a problem.
No, a dry toothbrush. Yeah. You're not doing anything.
But you wash your mouth out with water afterwards.
It's what? No, if you use mouth, then you shouldn't. Nope. I'm saying, if you're using mouthwash, you just use the plain.
Why? Because you're not swallowing it.
I understand, but there's still. Even by spit, it says in Kitzur, if possible, you should spit it out rather than swallowing it. But that's already in your mouth. I'm saying that, and the contrary, it's a big leniency that the poskim write that you can do it with mouthwash and things like that. But the actual brush the teeth you bring down, you shouldn't do. Yeah, if you did it by mistake, you're still fasting. I got a bunch of calls today. People, I got a bunch of calls today. People by mistake took a sip of water, or they ate some nuts, and then they realized that it's a fast day. In fact, it's a very interesting shaila in halacha. What happens if somebody forgot it was a fast day, and he made a brach on the food? He's going to drink a cup of juice. He makes a shahakel. And then he realizes it's a fast day. So then the halacha says, he should spit it out. He shouldn't drink it. I mean, he should not drink it. And you say, Baruch Shem, Kved Malchus, a little bit. The apostle can hold by the 9 days with meat. If somebody forgot, you know, according to the people that don't eat meat during the 9 days, if you forgot, they made a brach on the meat. So then, because it's only a minig not to have meat, so then you can take a tiny piece and swallow it, that it shouldn't be a brach of atola. I mean, 1 second. It also depends how much you ate. Not that you do it on Shavuos v'Tammuz, even though this year some Rabbanim said those people that are healthy and want to eat, they should eat pachas m'kashir. But if somebody eats, let's say, halachically, if somebody drank an ounce of liquid or ate an ounce of food, so then they're still considered fasting. They can continue the fast because it's not a Yeah, but you have sometimes people that want to fast. I got a bunch of calls like that today also. People want to fast, but there's certain medicines they need to take. No, so I'm saying, and all they need is a drop of water. Some people could swallow a pill without water, but I'm saying even those that need a little bit of water. So if it's less than an ounce, alpidin, you could take it if you need to, not some vitamins, you know, but what you need. And then you're still considered fasting because you still ate less than the shir. You ate more than that, it says in Halacha, you still continue fasting, but you can't say Aneinu, you shouldn't get an Aliyah. There's an interesting Shilas also. What happens if somebody's called up to the Torah and he's not fasting? And a fast day, Lachatchila, you only have to call up people that are fasting. Sometimes what happens, somebody wasn't well, they're not fasting. They don't want to publicize the fact. So the Pasuk can talk about that. Let's say a prominent person who's not halachically able to fast. So it says an interesting din. If it's a fast, by Shachris, let's say, if it's a day that you would anyway lane Torah, like Monday and Thursday, like today, even if it wouldn't be Shavuos v'Tammuz, you would lane. So then it's easier because it's a day of Torah reading. So then it's easier than if it would be Tuesday or Wednesday to call up a Jew that's not fasting. But Halacha says that if the person would be embarrassed to say, I'm not fasting, after they called them up, so then he's allowed to go up for the Aliyah.
I was thinking about I'm gonna eat in the morning. Thinking about it, that I'm gonna wake up in the morning.
No.
What does that do? I mean, you think about it.
You make a condition. It's the same thing with a lot of issues. If a person, it could be weekly in Hilchos Shabbos, let's say. When a woman technically lights candles, she accepts Shabbos. Yeah? So what happens if a woman has a minig? They daven mincha before candle lighting. Okay? And now she was running late and she daven mincha, it's going to be late for candle lighting. So she's allowed to bench licht and she can make a condition that she's not accepting Shabbos and she'll daven mincha afterwards. Or it says in Halacha, this is also in Halacha about Friday night with the lady going to the mikveh. If a lady needs to go to the mikveh and she wants to drive to the mikveh, but she wants to bench licht at home, but she'll bench licht earlier and then not accept Shabbos yet, not mekabel Shabbos, but they made a condition. So sometimes it's better to do it verbally to stay clear. The person should say, I'm not accepting Shabbos. But you have the same thing by Yom Kippur. I mean, there's a lot of things. Women bench licht at home, and they didn't want to drive to shul.
Is that the time you have 10 minutes after that?
You have up to 10 minutes. That somebody in the house, according to the Alter Rebbe at least, somebody in the house has to accept Shabbos or Yom Tov, whatever it is. Okay. What else is there about the 3 weeks? The 9 days, I want to start yet. Oh, yeah. Now, if people... not supposed to be taking haircuts and things like that. But, for instance, it says in Halacha, people that trim their mustache, because the mustache gets long, it blocks the eating, so then you're allowed to trim the mustache even during the 3 weeks. Or let's say a woman who shaves her legs or whatever it is, during the 3 weeks she can shave the legs. But haircuts and things like that, I mean, I was in the show yesterday, I got texted from one of my relatives, can you take a haircut tonight? They're in camp. Well, of course, nobody thinks about anything before camp. So he texted me, can you take a haircut tonight? The dinim of Shivasa B'tam is the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein about this also. The dinim of the 3 weeks, even though the fasting began this morning, but the laws of the 3 weeks began last night at Shkia. I mean, no music, no... In fact, another guy called me, another boy from the shul, called me today from a camp to make a Sima Rambam tonight. They wanted to know if they could play music at the Sima Rambam, because they said, you can't. It's 3 weeks. You can't play your music for Sima Rambam. So you can't, you know, the dinner of 3 weeks supply from last night already. Mm-hmm. What? No, you need at least three people fasting for Vayichal.
And it's Thursday, you bring the regular Torah.
Yeah. What?
For minimal fasting, yeah, like 7 people for fasting.
No, we hold like Tzemach Tzedek, that's 3. There are possible to hold 7, we hold 3. But to say Aneinu with the Bracha, then you need 7. And the other people ate less than the Shir. So basically, for the bracha to make aneinu as the chazan's repetition with the bracha, so then you need 10 people fasting. But vayichal, 3 people is enough. What? What? The ear there, nose there, that you can cut. What?
During the shomeret, you miss saying aneinu, you don't repeat.
You miss aneinu, you don't repeat. No. You mean you said the chazan's one and your regular one? Oh, no wonder we had to wait for so many people today. Nothing, you said it.
How about you sign contract?
Sign contract. Again, if you could avoid anything, business, things like that, the moving or whatever. Oh.